open my eyes to the world, the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I wonder how everybody is doing the night after the eclipse. It was a powerful eclipse, a full eclipse of the moon we just had, and it went over the Middle East and parts of Asia, and it was the longest eclipse that we're going to have in this century. And my cohort is with me, my sidekick, Frank. Frank is with me tonight. And Frank, what did you think of that eclipse?
I thought events following it were extraordinary. Facebook lost like 19%. It was the biggest fall. I believe the Amazon got hit. And, there was a...
Twitter was the other one.
Adverse Jupiter in Scorpio.
Retrograde.
Did affect the market, too. So...
Yeah. So it did have its power, and it's going to have some more. What we're going through now, as you and I discussed last week, is a struggle of world power, and we'll have to watch how that happens. Well, we do have a belief in astrology. We do know that that energy pull is going to be very strong, and probably for several decades, because I think we're in the middle of cleaning up a lot of stuff that has to be changed to a more positive view. But Frank, we're going to talk about summer tonight. We're going to talk about the people as they go through the summer. And I've asked the callers to call in with their questions about the eclipse. How will it affect them? And how do you see their summer? We have one caller, and her name is Courtney, and she's from one of my very familiar towns, Paramus, New Jersey. I grew up in Ridgewood, New Jersey. Are you there, Courtney?
I am here.
Did you know that I grew up in Ridgewood, New Jersey?
I did. I was hoping that you would see that I was from Paramus.
Oh, sure. So your birthday is August 3rd, 1993?
It is.
And what is your question for Frank tonight?
Okay. So the question is, I guess, most people's question, the love question. Am I going to meet the man I'm going to marry soon, or anything about that? Because it just so happens that I've been attracting the wrong kinds of men to me, so I'm trying hard to, you know, write lists and manifest the right kind.
Good.
Whatever you do, wait till almost the end of August before you do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You really scrutinize the date, because we're in the Mercury retrograde, and it really does affect a lot of things, relationships, especially new ones. You might hear from old ones or somebody you went out with a few years ago.
I have.
And their circumstances might have changed. What? What was that?
I have.
Oh, you have.
She has heard from old flames.
Okay. You know what? You're really coming up towards the end of, really, I feel very good towards the end of October for you. I really do. And possibly right at the end of September. So there's going to be two significant people that you're going to meet.
Well, that's what I was getting, too.
Yeah. And I just feel you're in a better position this time to make a decision, and which I feel like you're kind of holding back a bit. Let me see what, you know, the talk is one thing, the walk is the other thing. So,
and Courtney, let me give you a little advice. If you have been seeing the same energy in a different face, which means you get the first bad guy, then the second bad guy, then the third bad guy, that has to do with you and what you're thinking inside. So I want to suggest that during the 3 weeks of Mercury retrograde, you do some meditation and you start taking down some notes. Describe your love. Describe how tall he is, what color eyes he has, what color hair he has, what he does for a living, and what you would like from the relationship. Write it down, because that gives you more power to manifest. Right, Frank?
That's right. And the other thing is, too, past lives. Sometimes you bring in the same type of people unconsciously that you had a problem with in the last life. And then you're still running through the same problem, but unconsciously you think you can solve it now. But there's going to be a cutoff point where you finally resolve and say, why am I doing this?
I don't need that anymore.
Yeah, right? It's true.
And Courtney, there will be two men vying for your love until we get to New Year's Day. And I want you to go slow and get to know them well. And nothing happens before 4 months, because 4 months is your first stress point. And remember, relationships do have stress points. It's always best to date somebody a year before you make a definite decision. So give yourself some time and just have some good fun. It's summer.
Good feeling for you.
All right. So enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. So that was interesting, Frank. I have to tell these people just to slow it down, and when two are coming, you got to wait for number two before you decide on number
and
one.
And it's difficult these days, too.
It is. It is, because you never can believe anybody.
Everybody's on a fast track.
And almost. Everybody has fake news.
Yeah.
Well, we do have another caller. I think her name is Naomi, and she's from a place I just left, Santa Fe, New Mexico. March 8th, 1980. Is that Naomi? Is that how you say that?
It's Naomi. It's Naomi in Spanish.
Oh, okay. So I'll say it in English.
Okay,
welcome
no,
to Let's Find
fine.
Out. What's your friend?
Oh,
what's your
you.
Question for Frank?
Well, I mean, I have a few questions, but I mean, the main thing that was bothering me is that my cousin went missing in 2011 in Mexico. And I was just wondering, like, if she's crossed over or, like, you know what I mean? Or if she's still around or, like,
cause oh, boy, Frank, can you tune in on that one?
Yeah, you know, if you want a thorough investigation, you'll have to go through my, get a hold of me because, there's a couple things around. I don't like to say that somebody's passed if they haven't, but there's a lot of reasons, things going on, as you know, in Mexico that, that could make a difference right now. And I'd have to really do, if you got a hold of my site, and
so he can answer the question offline, but as we talk online, I do feel that she could have come to harm. I know she's come to harm, whether it's been fatal or not, I don't know, but she has come to harm, and somehow she's trapped, and I know that Frank could help you. And Frank, give her your phone number so she can call you.
It's 862-684-1904. And I've been doing investigations for quite a long time, over 40 years. So that's why I say I'm a little hesitant to say she's gone. But I'll definitely be able to if I have a few more minutes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just you and
he can give it focus time when he's ready. And so we'll just pray for her soul tonight. Thank you for calling.
Right,
Let's find out.
Hey, but any chance, is there anything else you pick up around me that I should be aware of?
Are you going through are you going looking at a career or a job train right now?
I want to go back to school. Yeah.
There you go.
I want to be a life coach. Yeah.
Good. Because I feel it's a really good time for you to focus on yourself and do that for yourself because, you know, within a couple of years, you're going to be very happy that you did it.
Yeah.
And you're a March baby, Naomi, so that means all of this is going to start for you right at the end of August. So look at schools, look at where you can start your training and begin. Good luck to you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for calling. We have a James from Dallas. And he was born on July 6, 1948. Are you there, James?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out. What is your question for Frank St. James?
Well, I just want to see if it was in my chart.
No. Ask a question.
Oh, a question. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to know about the finances and maybe getting into real estate. That's what I'm thinking about doing. I'm an interest.
All right, you're so close. You're right on. Right now, you're in a year of change. You're in the middle of a 9-year cycle, the fifth year, and you're going to be going into your sixth, which is real estate is a big part of it. And the information right now that you're going to pick up, and you will discard stuff that doesn't feel good to you, but you're moving into a what they call an even number year. It's a, like earth energy. You're going to be able to negotiate. You're going to be able to really focus on the real estate, and it's right there for you. It's right there. So,
oh, really?
You know, it's a perfect timing, to tell you the truth.
And I'm also getting a sense, James, that you are finishing up something. Are you finishing up the real estate course? I feel
no,
that
I'm
you're
finished. I'm not really. I hadn't started yet. I have a friend that wants to help me. I have a friend that wants
well,
to help
do
me.
Well, do it, because this will be very lucrative for you. As long as you're not down by Houston, as long as you're up in the Dallas area, you'll be okay. Austin are your two big towns in Texas this year. Dallas and Austin.
Really?
Okay.
We're moving here. I know that. We got a lot of people living here. Thank you guys so much. I love your program.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Bye.
Now, Frank, you know, real estate is going to be pretty big over these next few years because so many people are wandering and they don't seem to be able to settle. That's one thing. And the other thing is jobs are changing all the time and relocating people, don't you think, more than ever?
And I think the industry, the building industry, is also, beside that prefab stuff, there's even more stuff coming in to make it easier to put something, a building together. And because also the lack of people that are not becoming carpenters and others. So
I know, lack of talent.
Yeah, so I feel that is a big change in how, you know, when you go, you pick out your building, and it might even be somewhat cheaper because of the labor, the lack of labor, and that's needed to put these houses together.
And the other thing is that they're going to start building round houses, Frank, because of the high winds and the rains and the cold weather. Especially on the East Coast, they're going to build houses that are more round, more elliptic, and they're going to strengthen the window structure, the window fabric, so that they don't burst out in cold weather.
Well, that was my idea, safe houses. And the round houses, how they're built would go great in the midsection with the tornadoes.
That's right. That's right. That's why
square houses don't make it anymore. They
really
don't.
The old salt boxes are empty salt.
Right.
The round houses and the elliptic houses are the ones that will really protect you from the weather. So I think that's going to be a big fad when we go into the next decade. And we have a David from Boston, Massachusetts, and he's born on June 4th, 1948. Hello, David.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening. Thank you for taking the call. And my question is, in terms of the intuition that you have, that intuitive ability, what are you sensing that could be helpful for me to be aware of to enhance my quality of life? And is there any woman or women who are attracted to
That's
me?
That's two questions, David. Let Frank handle it. Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, sorry about that.
I have to tease him a little bit. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, the good thing is you're in the second year of a brand new 9-year cycle. And this is called the year of balance. And this is going to actually help you not let your mind go crazy over this and narrow in to somebody, some person that you'll feel comfortable with. And, you know, we keep emphasizing meditation and picturing the person that appeals to you. Sometimes you could see an actress or, you know, a picture of a lady that kind of makes sense to you. You know, like a dark-haired or blonde or a redhead.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
You know, you know, and and you're going into a three, which you should get some really good information, and especially around November for you. You know, September, November, I like that for you. And you're definitely meeting somebody. But I feel she's more around your age. So within 3 years. So she's probably about 3 years younger. You know, but the feeling I'm getting with you is you really need somebody that you can communicate and feel relaxed and do things like you like to do, to go out and do things. You don't have to go crazy taking somebody and spending a gazillion dollars, but somebody just enjoys it. Do you do dancing? Do you dance or...
I enjoy watching it, but no, in terms of actually those moves, that is not one of my real skill sets that actually brings on the joy. There are many things
get
that lead
in
to joy,
that,
but that one there is more like, not really, no.
Just that, you know what? Just the basic steps. You know, the slow dance.
I think you're tuning into the music, Frank, the music that's around it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, is there anybody that is aware of me now who feels an attraction toward me?
No.
Sensing anything like that? Or... Pardon?
Well, Elizabeth says no. I feel a little bit, but I wouldn't know. I just don't feel it's the right time right now.
That's what I feel, David. You have to wait till Mercury comes out of retrograde. We just had a full moon eclipse. This is why I said no. We've just had a full moon eclipse, and what we're doing is getting rid of all the clingers that were in our life. We're getting rid of all these wannabes or the ones that pretend they want to be and then break your heart. So I don't want you to have any more broken hearts. I want you to just breathe until we get past Labor Day and then open your arms to love, because that's when it's going to happen. Totally somebody new. What do you think, Frank? What do you think, Frank?
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Totally somebody new.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And your attitude. It's got to be, you got to change a bit. And it gives you a chance right now to actually, like I said, change the way you feel. Your approach and how you feel about it.
And your response. Yeah, that's good. Well David, looks like you're all set. So thank you for calling. Let's find out. And we're going to go on to the next one. Thank you very much for calling. Allie Franklin Park, New York. That's what I'm seeing here from October 6, 1944. Are you there, Allie?
Yeah, I'm here. It's Franklin Park, New Jersey. Hi.
Pardon? I know
it's
you said
Franklin
something.
Franklin Park, New Jersey.
Franklin Park, New Jersey. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's down by where I am, down by Princeton. Okay, what's your question for Frank? Frank, she's not far from you in Asbury Park.
I want to know if love is coming into my life.
I didn't hear that.
Is love coming into her life? Is love coming into her life? And she's October 6th. Yes.
October 6th. Well, you're certainly never that far away from it. And you're actually at a pretty good age for, do you socialize?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Because I really feel, I'm going to say that you're going to meet a man that's gone through a loss for the last 3 years. I believe he's a Scorpio. I don't know why, but that's what I'm picking up. And I believe he was in law enforcement, probably at the end of he might have retired, or he's right at the end of that. And he hasn't really been active for since his wife died. His children have been pushing him to get out. So I'm going to tell you that I feel that you're meeting him in one of these social events that you're going to. And he's going to be... He's going to be kind of quiet, but he'll, when he starts talking, you probably won't be able to shut him up.
Mm-hmm. You said you think you've met someone, Allie?
Yeah, I've met somebody who is a widower, right. Yes.
And how long ago did you meet him?
Probably around February.
Mercury is retrograde then, too. I'm not sure that that's who the one is that Frank's referring to, because I'm feeling that this is somebody you haven't met before. So we'll have to see. Okay. And this is at some kind of a social or a dinner or a spaghetti dinner or something fun.
Yeah, you're within a year and a half of... you'll have to make up your mind whether you want to marry this person or just have a great relationship other than that.
Yeah, so, and that's going to happen around 2019, 2020.
Okay.
It'll start to get serious. So give yourself some time and just look forward.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, Frank, we're going into these lazy days of August, and people are going on vacation, they're going on trips. And, of course, my concern is that they keep their eyes open for safety on the road, but also that they keep their hearts and minds open to talk to strangers, you know, when they're in groups of, say, touring or something, because you can meet anybody anywhere. Isn't that true?
That's true. And that's, most of the time, that's probably the best. It's probably the most spontaneous things happen that could last, and it's something that you can't plan. So whether it's fate or whatever, but it's just certain times for people that those things happen.
And I think that we meet people through the course of living our life. I don't think we have to plan it or try to rig it or anything like that. Mm. Although going on a blind date doesn't hurt. You know, if you want to meet new people or going, say, with a group sailing or with a group up to the Cape Cod or something like that, that's always fun. And you never know who you're going to meet. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight I'm on the air with Frank St. James, and we are taking your questions. And right now it's time to go into our break so that you can listen to our very important messages, especially the one that I have about my new spiritual fall intensive. I'm teaching again, Frank, in the fall, and you know that's always a powerful time. So here they are, and we'll be back right after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of July 30th through August 5th, 2018. As the week progresses, we move into the month of August, known as the hot dog days of the summer. This week, the world, as well as your personal space, could violently heat up, either with storms, fire, or other people's actions. This is the second time that this square between forceful Mars and erratic Uranus may cause eruptive circumstances all around us. Weather patterns, earthquakes, and volcanoes, a political battle, or personal tempers are to a boiling point. This energy has the potential of underground activity, such as earthquakes, sinkholes, or geysers spewing out hot liquids. Mercury continues to be retrograde in Leo until August 18th, so tend to any behind-the-scenes projects or sneak away for a little fun and relaxation. As a sign of royalty, Leo urges you to do something luxurious for yourself during this time frame, but no need to bust the budget to do so. Warrior Mars has been moving backwards since late June to help you review your goals and ambitions. All the heated energies this week could add more fuel to that Mars-Uranus fire. Mars challenges Uranus on the evening of the 1st. Use care all day with mechanical things, as this is an important combination. If you have problems with authority figures, avoid impulsive actions or any statements. Positively, consider where you can take action to open up new ideas, activities, friends, and organizations. Remember that Mars is moving retrograde until the 27th, so innovative ideas and opening up to new groups and friends will be easier in September. But this is a good time to make a list of those new groups that you would like to try out in the future. The Aries moon on Wednesday through Friday morning supports physical activity such as exercise. The Taurus moon for the weekend supports productive efforts on projects combined with sensual pleasures and rewarding for accomplishing your goals. Why don't you take the family out to dinner? Taurus loves to eat good food. Saturday morning, August 4th, begins the last quarter phase of the moon, beginning a time of consolidating your energy since the previous new moon, which was a solar eclipse on July 12th. Finish up any outstanding projects in the coming week. Sunday is a nice and pleasant day for sharing with happy, light, fun aspects all day. Let's go to the beach, catch a movie, or perhaps even read a book in the rain. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now let's return to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch,
Sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. Elizabeth Joyce is a modern-day mystic author and master spiritual teacher. She's also a healer through the grace of God. Elizabeth works through the risen power of your kundalini as a conduit. She transmutes this energy from source, and healing has occurred simply by being in her presence, or by voice activation, or by the vibration that she creates when she's teaching a spiritual intensive. She's a popular, gifted speaker on the unknown mysteries, higher realities, and higher wisdom of life. Many of her accurate successes have been documented through national media. So come join us and raise your vibration and change your life quickly with confidence. Attend our spiritual intensive, which is only given twice a year. The date and time are Saturday and Sunday, October 6th and 7th, 2018. Between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. at the James Laura House Auditorium, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. It's time to remember and to remind yourself who you are. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I have the voice of sanity and clarity within me. When I remember, I am transported into an inner reality of what is. The light fills my being with peace and purpose. I give relentlessly. I allow myself to receive and love myself for who I am. I am safe. I am free. And I am responsible for my thoughts, actions, and wellness. Joyously embrace this spiritual frontier of opportunity. For further information or to register for this intensive, call 215-996-0646, or you can email elizabeth_joyce.16@aol.com. We're looking forward to you joining us. Hope to see you in October. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between August and October of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
It's such a lazy summer night. There's not a moving thing in sight. It's all so quiet. No riot. Why, even in the thicket, Mr. Cricket's slowing down. It's such a lazy summer night. An inspiration point is right for fancy dreaming and seeming to just relax and run away from town. Hey, take a look at all those other cars. They're parked here just like ours, to count the stars above. It seems we're not alone. I guess I should know. Romance runs high the last 2 weeks in July. It's such a lazy summer night. Tonight the fireflies will
And I hope everybody out there is enjoying their lazy summer night with the Four Preps. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and I just wanted to play something at the end of July as we slide into the lazy, hazy, hot dog days of August. My guest tonight is Frank St. James, and we're answering your questions about this eclipse that was very strong. We have one more to go in August. And what's happening to you out there? Hi, Frank.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
And you're there on the shore on a lazy summer night.
Yeah, I was there just finishing up a concert and I live two blocks away from the boardwalk down here in Asbury Park. And
oh, it's beautiful. Well, we do have another caller for you, and her name is Nancy. She's from Bushness, Florida, and her birthday is October 27th, 61. Nancy, are you there for Frank?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call, my question.
Oh, we're pleased to. What's your question for Frank tonight?
Well, if possible, I'd like to know if my small financial investments are going to do well.
Well, right now, you're in the second year of a brand new nine-year cycle. It's called the year of, it's very good for you for calming things down, working through things, negotiating. It's called the year of balance. And as you work through it, normally 6 months before the end of the year, you usually get the influence of next year, and you're going into a three. So some of your work is going to start paying off very soon.
Wow. Okay. That's wonderful. You know? Yeah, thank you.
So you have some security behind you, Nancy. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, Frank, that's great. I think that there is some stability, although when we go into the fall months, I'm not sure how that's going to change. Mm-hmm. We have another caller. We have Claire from Brick, New Jersey or Florida. I'm not sure. But her birthday is May 4th, 68. Hi, Claire.
Hello. Hello.
And where are you from?
Brick, New Jersey.
Good. Do you have a question for Frank, Claire?
Yeah, I want to know about my health. I've been having some stomach problems this past month and a half, and it's just a pain in my left side. And I had a CAT scan on Saturday. I was just wondering if you think everything is going to be okay with that.
I just feel some changes, maybe the way you eat. I mean, they might prescribe stuff that you really like and take that away for a while. But I'm not feeling very negative about it. It could be treated, and it's going to take about maybe 3 months, and you're definitely going to be feeling better. But it's feel it's a major problem there.
And Claire, I just wanted to say one thing, Claire. I'm picking up that you're detoxing and that this full moon has started some of the toxins coming out of your body. So I would just drink a lot of liquids.
I am. I've been. Yeah. I have one more question about my boyfriend. He's been kind of, acting very sullen and depressed this past few weeks. And I didn't hear from him this weekend. And I wonder if things will get back on track between us.
Let me ask you something. Does he go into these moods quite frequently?
Yes. He's a Scorpio.
Yeah, but that's beside the point. I feel like he's had some problems most of his life, and, I don't want to get into too much or substance or anything. Or does he drink or,
He drinks socially. He's not an alcoholic or anything. He doesn't do drugs.
Yeah. All right, but... There might be other things going here. I don't want to go too far, but I just feel he's had problems most of his life. So he does go into these moods, and it's almost like he doesn't want to communicate. All of a sudden, he'll come out of it, and, there's a lot of vitality for a while. But it's going to go in and out, I don't really feel. It's almost bipolar or something.
Some of it is chemical, but I also think that maybe you could help him, Claire, by teaching him positive statements, because he's used to thinking negative. He's used to feeling helpless. So the question is, how can your love and your caring change that and help him grab onto something more positive?
I agree with you. But so you think I'll hear from him again soon, Frank, tomorrow or this week? Or?
I feel probably by Wednesday.
Okay.
You know, I know we talked about this before, but,
yeah.
I think the heat, too, is not a great thing for him. You know, his moods.
He works in the heat
like all day long too. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's gotta be hard.
Where he works. Yeah, he works like in these
I don't feel that makes him feel
places.
Very good. Yeah. I feel like dizziness and just lethargic and just wanting to get to some cool place and go to sleep.
So it's not anything against you or the relationship. It just happens to be with the way he's expressing himself at this time.
Okay. All right,
so you'll hear from him soon.
Okay. And what about my finances? Will they improve?
Claire, we have to go. Thank you for your questions.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But we have other people.
All right.
Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
And I want to remind people that Frank is always here for you offline. If you want an appointment with Frank, please call 862-684-1904. Right, Frank?
Yes. Let me say that I am a psychic detective also, and I've been into that field since 1971. And I've got good training with different detectives. So if you are looking for somebody that's been missing, or like the lady called before, not sure what her sister's status, and give me a call. I will put the information together, and then we'll send it to the proper authorities.
Oh, that's wonderful, Frank. We have another caller. I think this is the last one for this evening. This is Tina from Chandler, North Carolina. And she's born on March 22nd, 1950. Hi, Tina. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I hit the plug in my phone.
What is your question for Frank?
Okay, my charge was gone. I'm in a rut, and I gotta step outside. The phone's not working good. Can you hear me better now?
I'm getting
a lot of feedback.
All right. Well, let's try and answer your question.
We can hear you.
Okay, I guess you can hear me. Okay, because I'm getting the feedback. I've had an ex hacking and stalking. I was a nurse for 20. I had a car accident, didn't go back to nursing. I'm a trained actress.
What is your question,
but I'm in a rut. I need to get out of the financial rut.
Okay, take a deep breath. Tina, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and let Frank answer your question.
Tina, you're in the eighth year of a 9-year cycle. This is the best time to go pursue, to get a job, to get your, there must be half a dozen places that you can start going towards. And you can't do it right now. I would get your resume together and do something that you're enthusiastic about. Because that'll start to work for you. But you can't do this right now. We're in the Mercury retrograde. You're not going to get the feedback that you need right now. But you can put things together. So this is a perfect time for you to just sit down and really put down what you can do. And pursue that and check your career. You know who to contact with it. But you got to put something together right now. That's what I'm feeling. You're in the perfect year to do that.
Okay, but I have to wait. Does that happen until after August?
No, August is blown away. I don't think that you're going to start seeing results until after Labor Day. We have too many things happening in August. We have another eclipse, and Mercury's retrograde, and Mars is retrograde. So you're going to have to wait until that turns around, and that would be after the 31st of August.
Oh, my sister's birthday. Okay, great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling.
Okay,
thank you for calling. Let's find out. Well, Frank, that's it for tonight. We're running out of time, and I just wanted to make sure that you once again gave us your phone number. And why don't you talk a little bit about your mediumship, because you're a wonderful medium.
Yeah, well, I've been doing mediumship since I was 3.5 years old when I first contacted my grandfather and actually saw what happened to him. And after that, all my life I've been dealing with spirits, and I do help people during my normal readings. I'll bring through people, loved ones, friends, and I do clearing houses of negative spirits, as sometimes Elizabeth and I go together, depending how bad it is. And
And now we've got that new spray, and that spray is really helping hold the energy back once we've cleared it. Don't you think, Frank?
I think so. And I think, you know, whatever, you know, it's one of those things where you got to try different things to, to clear the negative energy. And then you work on exactly what is causing it.
Right.
So there's a lot of various reasons of causing it. I've had 50 years of experience professionally at it. And every case is new.
But the other thing is that once you clear it, you don't want them to come back. And usually they don't.
Right.
But if you use the spray, that helps like create an invisible veil. Plus, we have to raise the people's vibration that live in there. They have to change how they're thinking, because some people get afraid of that stuff, Frank.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, fear is always the worst enemy.
Yeah, it is.
And to bring down and simply talk to people a lot of times alleviates a lot of problems. Trying to scare somebody.
Help them understand what's happening. And help them to understand that it's not their imagination, they're not crazy, and there really is something real like entities. A lot of people don't believe in entities. You and I know better.
No. The spirit lives on, believe me. The spirit,
in many
people
forms.
That have passed away in your family, once in a while they'll try to contact you. I'm sure they don't want to scare you. Sometimes people get scared. And what I can do is I can actually talk to them and give you information. I've actually found wills. I've found other things that people have been missing that they might have left behind that they wanted them to have. Rings and jewelry, and it's really an amazing gift.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Frank, let's have your phone number.
It's 862-684-1904.
And you'll be back with us at the end of August. Thank you for joining us tonight on Let's Find Out, Frank. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and next week I believe we're going to have a teaching class, so I'm going to be talking about the eclipses, about what's happening politically as well as financially over the next few months next week, and we'll have that in the archive so that if you do miss it, you can certainly listen to it later. We are ready for our meditation now, and we're going to hear a wonderful, rare song by Frank Sinatra. It's a ballad. It's called Wonderful Things Happen in Summer, and I'm excited about that. I wanted tonight to be very summery and light, and we'll be back next week, and thank you for listening. Good night.
Something wonderful happens in summer when the sky is a heavenly blue. You fall in love, you fall in love with someone who loves you too. Something wonderful happens in summer when the moon makes you feel all aglow. You fall in love, you fall in love. You want the whole world to know. You carve initials on a tree. You kiss and exchange a ring. June and July go by. Your heart sings ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Something wonderful and it happens to only a few. But when it does, yes, when it does, you'll feel wonderful. It happens.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our nightly meditation. Tonight, we are creating union, which of course is the essence of human relationships. Please sit in a straight back chair with your feet uncrossed and flat on the floor. Or you can lie down on your bed with your feet out straight and uncrossed. Or sit in the lotus position if you desire. Take a deep breath and clear your mind. Take another deep breath and clear your mind again. One more time, clearing your mind. Now let's bring down the ring of fire. That's a ring, like a Christmas wreath, that you bring down over the top of your head, your neck, your shoulders, your body, your hips, your thighs, your legs, and your feet, and you throw it down into the ground. So let's do the ring of fire. Bring the ring of fire down over your body, taking a deep breath, and release it into the ground. Allow the fire to remove any and all negativity around you at this time. Take another breath. Let's do another ring of fire. Bring it down over the body and down into the ground. One more time. Take a deep breath. Bring that ring of fire down over your body. Let it remove all negativity. Feel it burning away as you get into a place of peace and throw it down into the ground. Release the breath. Allow yourself to go back to normal breathing. Creating union can help you achieve vibrant partnerships of fearless loving and mutual self-fulfillment. It provides the ingredients to go into the deeper meaning of an inevitable relationship. It also helps you with relationship difficulties. With a wise and gentle voice, your inner guides and angels will guide you in resolving difficulties while compassionately answering practical questions about sexuality, spirituality, divorce, separation, fear of intimacy, creating mutuality, and how to keep the spark alive in long-term relationships. Creating union is a basic primer for all of our relationships. It helps with empathy and gives you great clarity on the way back home to union. Knowing how to create union is a sweet and powerful treasure. Though the word unconscious is widely used these days, most of us cannot quite grasp what it means to have a vast reservoir of feelings and thoughts whose contents are ordinarily not accessible to us. This would not matter if the inaccessible material did not have an influence on our view of the world, our behavior, and our entire life. But it does, with a vengeance. We are going through a time in this spring of 2018 of difficulties, our past coming up to haunt us, and we need to take a sharp look at our thought system and how we react to the world around us. Therefore, it is crucial to allow the unconscious material to come to the surface to learn the secrets of our souls that we have kept hidden even from ourselves. Take a deep breath and see yourself dropping away any judgments, preconceived notions, desires, and outcomes. Feel yourself floating in the white light of the heart center. Feel that white gold light fill you now. And allow. Tell your guides that you allow and accept that which comes your way, because you know you are protected. You know that you're a child of God and that you are never alone. Take a deep breath. From the perspective of a higher consciousness, a broad vista of human life can open up to you. We see various regions of our souls, those which are healthy and whole and those which are flawed. The spiritual and emotional quagmires where our unfulfilling relationships have their seeds. Sometimes these seeds open and sprout because it's a part of the soul that we need to eliminate. We learn with amazement that we really know what we really feel, what we really wish, what we think or need. Childish, half-formed presumptions, confused feelings, unjustified fears and guilts, self-punishment patterns come to the surface when we are finally willing to find out who we are and how we function as love partners as well as friends. Most of our problems have common roots because we are all human, which is encouraging to know as we set out on this quest to find our specific inner twists and knots. Energy healing is the answer for many. Energy healing helps you to go into past lives and perhaps see the root of the problem, or just to clear whatever is blocking your feelings of loving, close relationships. To heal our own soul is always our first task, but this does not mean that we have to wait to engage in a relationship until we are in full harmony with ourselves. That's a lifetime of work. Life is to be lived, but with a greater, wider consciousness. Our relationships will improve accordingly as we expand our heart center and allow ourselves to blend, meld, and accept other people into our world. There are various ways to coach unconscious vital material out of hiding. One is through meticulous, open-minded, non-judgmental self-observance. Meditation is unsurpassed in leading to the truth seeker into the labyrinth of his or her infantile world. Remember when you were 3 or 4 years old? In that infantile world, you drew a lot of conclusions and made a lot of assumptions that still are working with you now. Going in deep to your inner being, finding these erosions of the soul and eradicating them is key to raising your vibration and coming up into a peaceful, non-judgmental, loving, tolerant, and compassionate world. This is an inner journey, and may this meditation pave the way home to the God self of your center. This can be the greatest adventure of your life as you come from isolation into fearless loving. Are you ready? Are you ready to begin? Are you ready to expand your meditations into that which is necessary and do the work that needs to be done so that you can raise your consciousness and embrace the state of being, love, peace, and harmony? Say that you are right now. Tell your inner guides that you're ready to open your heart, mind, and being to the fulfillment of love, peace, and harmony. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now allow yourself to float as you listen to Richard Shulman help you expand your vibration and consciousness.